Detroit and Baltimore would be delayed twice, including at the start of the game, 43 minutes. But when the game began, Chris Tillman took the mound for Baltimore, and Ian Kinsler took him deep.
Kinsler hammers it in the air to left field. That ball is hit well to the track, to the wall, and gone. It's a home run for Kinsler, who jumps on Tillman, and the Tigers lead 1-0.
2-0 Tigers, a chance to add more. We're in the second with two on, nobody out. Ground ball to third base. Machado's going to step on third. Throw to second for two. Relay to first. Triple play!
The Orioles have turned a triple play.
And that was one of the best triple plays you will ever see.
Ducey at third and Upton at second base. Line to right field. Fair ball going to the corner. That'll drive in two more runs. Cabrera's on his way to second. He's in with a two-run double. Tigers got seven early runs, have not scored since, but they still lead 7-4.
It's a fly ball, right field deep toward the corner, going back at Ducey. That one is off the top of the wall and gone. Home run for Beckham, his 13th. We've got a 7-5 game.
Ground ball slowly up the middle. Iglesias is there, and the Tigers win game one.
Shane Green will pick up his third save since becoming the closer following the trade of Justin Wilson as the Tigers pick up a 7-5 victory over the Orioles. Baltimore's five-game winning streak comes to an end. The Tigers have won five out of their last seven. Shane Green has taken over nicely as the closer since the trade of Justin Wilson to the Cubs, notching his third straight save. Here's Green following his latest performance.
It's a lot of fun. I mean, the guys aren't giving up on the season. They're showing up every day trying to get a W, and we did that tonight.
What's going on in your mind when the phone rings, knowing that you've pitched each of the last two?
I talked to Brad before the game. He asked me how I felt. I told him I'm good to go, so I was expecting it.
You get an opportunity tonight to come in the ninth inning. You got to face the teeth of that order. How much, as a competitor, do you appreciate that opportunity to take down the best?
I love it. Adam Jones is one of my favorite players to watch play, so being able to face him in that situation was a lot of fun.
How would you describe your working relationship with James McCann behind the plate?
It's great. We talk every night before and after each appearance. Sometimes he questions why I'm shaking him, and sometimes I question the fingers that he puts down, but that's why we're always on the same page.
How would you describe where your confidence level is? I mean, I know you were confident coming into the season, certainly confident when they gave you the opportunity, but now that you're able to convert on three save opportunities, how would you describe how your confidence has grown?
It's the same. I show up every day. Get my work in and get ready to pitch.
After a 43-minute rain delay, Ian Kinsler got the Tigers started well with a leadoff home run, the 45th of his career. Here's Kinsler's reaction.
We're playing good baseball. You know, had a couple long days at the ballpark the last couple days, but you know, we've been playing good baseball. You know, doing enough to win, and there's another one tomorrow.
I guess you were at the Vans this time because you were up 2-0 when the second rain come, and I guess being up, it makes it a little easier than, you know, having to sit through a long rain delay and being behind, or does it make any difference?
I mean, yeah, you want to score early, you know. It was honestly probably affected Tillman more than anybody. He had to go out there and throw that first inning, almost complete the first inning. Our guy never got on the mound, so it helped us at the beginning of the game. And we got those two runs early, so I think that was nice going into the rain delay.
And pretty psyched when you can start the game with a leadoff home run like you've done many times.
Yeah, I mean, get your starting pitcher a run early as you can, and let him go to work.
Yeah, what do you think about climbing up the record books here, man? Six all-time leadoff home runs. I know you don't play the game necessarily to get stats, but you stick around long enough, play at a high level, and you're there.
Exactly what you just said. Just try to prepare every day, and good things happen. You know, if you play this game long enough at a high level, then you know there's going to be some records that are broken. Right now it's really no record. It's just sixth place, and Curtis Granderson's still slugging them out. So, just continue to play hard, continue to prepare, and every once in a while on your first at bat, you run into one.
What was you guys' approach? You and Jay up ambush Chris Tillman. What's the approach?
Right there, we faced him a bunch. These guys have been in the game for a long time, and you have a little history with him. He's fastball, slider, changeup mostly, mix in a curveball, and you just go to work with him. He's beat me a lot in the past with his fastball. He's got a good one, and tonight I was just lucky enough to get one.
when they had to go to their bullpen, brought in Castro. I think he retired 12 straight Tigers. What was the difference between what he was offering and what Tillman presented?
Man, he threw the ball good. He threw the ball really well. We didn't expect him to be in the game that long. I don't think they did either. And he just kept getting outs, kept getting quick outs. He was locating a slider really well, obviously, with the velocity that he has. It makes it tough, and he did a good job for them.
The new Tigers closer, Shane Green. What are your thoughts after three opportunities?
He's been extremely effective for those three outings. So it's nice to see him get the opportunity and throw the ball the way that he's been throwing it for those opportunities. So it's nice to have Shane back there.
Friday's pitching matchup has Justin Verlander starting for Detroit against Kevin Gausman of Baltimore.